It's Monday. It's crunch time. It's us. Let's do, well, this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
That's right. It's time for the Richter Scale, where I, Nick, bring up the big stories from the weekend.
Dr. Nick.
Alex and Steve.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
That's them. They rate its importance. We begin with free agency that took over the first weekend in July. We waited and pondered for weeks as to where the big names are going to sign. Most waited for the one big domino to fall before
11.
Making their decision.
What you're about to ask is
that
11.
Big domino was, of course, John Tavares. He signed for the hometown Toronto Maple Leafs. Yeah. A 27-year-old center took an $11 million a year for 7 years to play for the Leafs instead of a $13 million a year deal for as long that the Sharks offered. It was very sad. How much will this signing by Toronto have an impact on the Leafs ending their 51-year Stanley Cup drought?
Zero.
First of all, the picture of him as he's like 8 years old in bed with all his Toronto Maple Leaf stuff and sheets and pillowcase, that was priceless. It's the Maple Leafs.
Zero.
A half.
You did say 11 before I finished answering the question, so you're locked in.
Did
with
Steve
that.
Just go prices right on me?
Yep.
I did zero. You went
I
half.
Won't go over.
Yeah.
The correct answer was 2.
The price without going over.
All right. LeBron signed for the Lakers. That is a 10, without a doubt. We now have to wait. He will now have to play the Warriors 4 times a year in the regular season instead of the 2 times a year that he has to play them in the East. The Lakers roster, as it stands today, July 2nd, is in no way, shape, or form able to compete with the Warriors or Rockets for a Western Conference title.
Well,
How confident are you in Magic Johnson, the rest of the Lakers front office, and GM LeBron James being able to build a contending team?
For this year or during his time there?
Let's say within, this year.
Yeah, this year.
This year as a contender would the final four of the West make them a contender? So get at least to the second round after not making the playoffs. By the way, they haven't made the playoffs in 5 years. Since the NBA started, they missed the playoffs 4 times. That's unbelievable. So I guess, first of all, they've got LeBron James. I'm confident they might be a contender.
Yeah.
I don't think that takes a lot of thought there.
Confidence in Magic Johnson building the roster around him. I didn't think he'd get LeBron, honestly, so I'll say like a 7. And how about him surrounding him with people he hates, too, like Lance Stevenson, Rajon Rondo.
2010 All-Star team coming together in LA.
Oh, my God. Does he, like, over-under, like, how long it takes LeBron to punch Lance Stevenson in practice?
Probably tomorrow.
LeBron
in the East was able to carry depleted Cavs teams to the finals. The Celtics and 76ers are looking like they are 2 cuts above every other team in the East, with the Raptors, Bucks, Heat, and Pistons, and others in the hunt for home court advantage in the playoffs now. How bad is the Eastern Conference going to be in 2018-19?
Ugh.
It's going to be pretty much a 2-horse race with some believing in Toronto. Somebody's got to win it. If Boston gets Kyrie back healthy and Hayward, I mean, they really could end up being a 62-63 win team.
Yeah, so we're rating how bad the East is
going to
be?
Yeah, so 10 is going to be as bad.
Like relative to the West, we're saying?
Yes.
So a 10.
Okay.
Because the West is so far above it.
Yeah,
it's
a walk.
I do like we could end up with, you know, Lakers-Celtics rivalry again at some point.
That could be fun.
That could be good. Yeah,
Lakers aren't beating the Rockets and the Warriors in the same post.
Kyrie and LeBron?
That's not happening.
That's good stuff if they end up playing.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
The World Cup in the group stage was being described as the most shocking and wide-open World Cup in years. Then in the round of 16, Argentina, Spain, and Portugal were all knocked out. Host Russia watched Spain set a World Cup record of over 1,100 passes, only to give up 1 own goal and then win via penalty shootout. How big of an upset is Russia taking down Spain?
First of all, Mike Leach was like 1,100 passes in the game,
yeah.
And...
Ooh. Yeah, what's your point?
Just grinding it out. How big of an upset? That's a 8.5.
Yeah. I got this. This is a tease for my divine shine for today, but Russia was the lowest ranked team coming into the World Cup, and they just beat Spain.
Second lowest.
Yeah, well, I had lowest.
Oh, they were better than Saudi Arabia.
Okay, fair enough. What about Panama, by the way?
Panama was also. They were down there.
Ghana wasn't.
I had lowest ranks, so whatever. Okay. We have different information here, but either way, first or second lowest ranked, and they end up beating Spain. So that's humongous.
Why do we always lose to Ghana?
10.
Steve, did you give your answer? I forgot.
8.5.
Okay. Russia was able to beat one of the best goalies in the world, David De Gea, four times in a row in a penalty kick shootout. Denmark keeper Kasper Schmeichel and Croatian keeper Danijel Subacic saved five penalties between the two of them in the PK shootout, and then not to mention Schmeichel saved the penalty in extra time to get Denmark to a PK shootout. How fun are penalty shootouts?
10.
To be perfectly honest, there's a part of me that would like to see them just play sudden death forever until somebody scores a goal.
Not in soccer, man. They're going to die.
I know. But
people can only run so much.
It's not my problem. It's a them problem.
That's a good point, too.
I'm giving them a 9 because I want to see it.
Steve wants to see all the players except for one guy fall down from exhaustion. Yep. And then it's a
one-on-one.
It's going to be both goalies. Just goal kick to goal kick each other until one of them messes up.
Whoa. Fantastic. One-on-one soccer to determine the knockout round?
On a huge field? They would have to... Okay. Okay, half court, no farther.
And that's it? Yeah. Is there a finally here? All right, either way.
By the way, Julius Randle has agreed to a 2-year deal with New Orleans,
really?
According to Woj. So that was quick.
That was the quickest recovery from a renouncement.
Yep. How big of a signing is that for New Orleans? One more for the Richter scale.
Oh, by the way, that's a good one. New Orleans is a good team on them. I'm giving that one a 9.
Yeah.